Me see you one, two, step. This hour on Hochman and Crowder, presented by our friends at Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don't forget, Joe Zagacki is going to be here in studio with us in about 20 minutes. We will talk some Hurricanes with him. But we got to do cheers, too. So this is for a $50 gift certificate at Funky Buddha Brewery. They're in Oakland Park. We're going to go there next week to watch the Panthers. They open Thursday night in Tampa. Yep. And so we're going to go. I don't know if Solana's coming with us. I'm going to invite some friends, but we invite everyone to come. Like, we're just going to go after the show, and we're going to sit there at Funky Buddha Brewery. We're going to watch some hockey. Thursday night football will be on as well. I'm eating yucca tots. I don't know what y'all are doing.
I'm going to get some food, but I'm drinking beer.
I'm eating yucca tots, like, all night.
Oh, the wings.
That's where you'll find me.
Oh, so. And the burger with the mixed bacon burger. Oh, my goodness.
They have such good food there. So anyway, delicious. This is for a $50 gift certificate for Funky Buddha Brewery, and we'll go through all the phone calls. First, though, we will give you our cheers to. Now, I am giving cheers to Funyuns. I got an email last week from Frito-Lay, and it said, can we send you a care package? What I mean,
No,
I'm busy. So I get a care package today from Frito-Lay. It's a Funyuns box, and in it are the spicy hot Funyuns, the regular Funyuns, and a new T-shirt. They're doing a line called Funyuns Fashion, something like that. And so it's a big yellow T-shirt, and it's got a pocket in the middle that says Funyuns on it, and you actually put your Funyuns bag in there. So wherever you go, you can bring a Funyuns bag with you and eat your Funyuns, and it doesn't use up your two hands. And so I posted video on Instagram. They call it an unboxing, I believe, but it's there's video on my Instagram. It's Radio Mark Hochman. But of all the things that, you know, I get for free because we do a radio show and we've got the blue check mark and whatever, this one, because you know how long I've been a fan of Funyuns.
Yes.
The original Hochman burger had Funyuns on them. Like, I'm a Funyun connoisseur.
I think you like Funyuns more than anybody else I've ever met in my life.
I'm the greatest spokesman for Funyuns ever lived.
And say Funyuns more than I've ever said in my life.
And they took care of me. So thank you, Frito-Lay. Cheers to you. I enjoy my Funyuns merchandise. And one day I'll wear it to the radio station and you all can say whatever you want to say. Who are you giving cheers to, Crowder?
I'm giving cheers to the Houston quarterback, the Eric King. Did you hear this story?
No.
He is redshirting, but he's a baller. He started, I think he accounted for 50 touchdowns in his Houston career, but he's looking at what's going on in the draft. His top receiver got hurt. A bunch of injuries on the team. They're 1-3. And he said, you know what? I'm going to redshirt this year, and a receiver's redshirting. There's so many quarterbacks in the draft this year. I'm not going to be impressive on this team. I'm going to redshirt for my football career. Even as the starter, he's going to redshirt to come back next year and have a year of eligibility without Tua and Fromm and Herbert and all those guys to compete
with. It's not a bad idea, right?
When I read this story, I said this is genius on him to manipulate the redshirt four-game system and use it to his advantage. I'm giving my cheers to De'Eric King, the Houston quarterback.
And Solana, who are you giving cheers to today?
I'm giving cheers to the Miami Heat for finally announcing the Jimmy Butler signing and introducing
him. You think there was something sinister there? Because I know the Heat fans on Twitter, like yourself, you know, how come he's not doing a press conference? Why has he been so? Do you think there was anything sinister there?
I don't think there was anything sinister. I think they were waiting to see if there would be any more big splashes in free agency. But at the same time, I do think it was weird because the Heat have never done that, waited months to introduce a new signing, especially one
of this magnitude.
Right. So I'm giving cheers to the Miami Heat for finally putting all the rumors to rest and introducing their new all-star talent.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. So that's on Friday. I'm going to be in Los Angeles Friday. You're going to be at some NFL event on Friday, but we'll hopefully have some highlights for you that we can play for everybody on the radio. Okay, we're going to go through the calls here. And we're going to listen to everybody's cheers, too. I warn you again, please keep it light. I do not want a repeat of last week.
Don't put me in that situation again.
Mike is in Ocean Ridge. Who are you giving cheers to, Mike?
And cheers, too, is to Josh Rosen.
All right.
Out there balling out. The no offensive line. receivers that can't catch.
Are we going with balling out? I'm with you. Like, I give, but like, do you think he balled out?
He did the best he could with what he got.
Okay, but that, I mean, but balled out, isn't that a little? I mean, like Daniel Jones balled out. I mean, you know. But I appreciate that.
They're averaging 5 points on offense a game.
That's fair. Okay. I'll give cheers to Josh Rosen because he looked better than Ryan Fitzpatrick did. I will give you that. Jesse in Miami. Who are you giving cheers to, Jesse?
How you guys doing? I'm giving cheers to all the fine products over there at Kirkland Farms.
At what?
Kirkland Farms.
Oh, Kirkland.
Kirkland Farms. My man, I'm with you, bro.
Do you think I'm wrong? Do you think I'm wrong on my Kirkland take?
I just think it's odd to base somebody's effort off of their financial situations, but I understand where you're coming from.
I'm very judgmental that way. I can't even argue it.
Yeah, invite less people to your party.
Dom in Key Largo. Oh, Dom's not there any longer.
The Kirkland ran him off.
Dr. Dave in Miami. Dr. Dave.
Hey, cheers to that kid that was in the game day crowd a couple weeks ago that he had a Venmo account, and he said, Mom, send me beer to my Venmo.
Yes.
And he created a bunch of – he ended up with like $10,000, and then Venmo donated money, and then I think it was Coors Light that donated money, and it all went to that children's
– You know, it's turned –
He got his case of beer, though.
It's turned into over $1 million.
No.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it became like a viral sensation. That's an excellent one by you, Dr. Dave. That kid, my wife even noticed it on game day. She's like, look at that kid with the Venmo. He had his Venmo account on the sign. It's turned into over $1 million in donations.
Is that a real doctor like Dr. Dre? Like, is he a medical doctor?
All right, I'll find out. Are you a real doctor, Dr. Dave?
I'm a chiropractor. Channing, you guys know me. I've seen you guys at a couple events.
Oh, okay.
Usually, I can pick out a chiropractor. I don't recall
you. Chiropractic.
I don't carry. I don't carry a spine with me.
All right. Let me put Dr. Dave on hold there. Do you consider a chiropractor a real doctor?
Yeah.
I do. I went to a chiropractor 3 days a week for a while and never felt better. I was a stretchy brother, Pasquale. Pasquale. Who are you giving cheers to?
I give cheers to the Pittsburgh Panthers for beating UCF, those butt sniffers. Get out, go to work.
There you go, a UCF hater, Pitt Panthers. Yeah, that did shut them up a little bit. They are annoying, aren't they?
Are they
UCF,
still annoying?
Like, oh, they're still annoying.
Come on, man.
But I did like that they got shut up a little bit. Ernest in Miami Lakes. Ernest, you're on cheers too. Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to Stephen Ross for having the courage to tank so that better things can come in the future. It's not popular, but that's how I feel.
You know what? I got to give this caller credit for that. What Stephen Ross is doing is not popular.
Nope.
And opens you up for a lot of criticism, and he is unwavering in – well, I shouldn't say he's unwavering. It seems like he's unwavering, but –
I know the Browns aren't playing great right now, but the excitement in Cleveland is bigger than back to when Jim Brown was
right,
there.
Right, and that's what he wants.
A bunch of people got fired during the tanking process, and it's tough on the fan base, but right now the excitement's there. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and Njoku, all those guys, Miles Garrett.
It's all he's trying to put together.
Yes.
Will it work? I don't know, but he's trying to put it together. Rod is in Pompano. Go ahead, Rod. Who are you giving cheers to?
I want to give a cheers to my 2-year-old son. Because my wife is always fancying herself to be a disciplinarian. And the other day in Walmart, she started counting down because he was acting up. So she went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. By the time she got down to 0, he yelled blast off.
I like it.
I like a smart ass. That's a good one for me. I like that one.
Great story, but you got to spank him now.
No, you don't.
You got to spank him. Those are spanking words.
Coach is in Miramar. Who are you giving cheers to, Coach?
I give cheers to all the Dolphins fans that are season ticket holders, suckers. I'd rather
well,
have
wait
mono.
A second. I'd rather have mono. You can't be giving cheers to them if you're going to call them out there right at the end. All right. Someone gives cheers to Josh Rosen. Someone gives cheers to Kirkland. Someone says the game day crowd, the game day sign with the Venmo account. Pitt Panthers for beating UCF. Stephen Ross for sticking with the tank. Caller gave cheers to his two-year-old son for being a smart aleck. I like that. And someone gives season ticket holders to Miami Dolphins season ticket holders cheers too. But I don't think that really falls into the category of giving cheers too, because it really sounded like he was making fun of them. I am gonna vote for Rod in Pompano with the two-year-old son who did the 5-4-3-2-1. He yelled blast off. I like a smart ass, and so I vote for him. Who are you giving your vote to?
I'm giving my vote to the Pittsburgh Panthers for shutting up UCF. They've been saying that for years. I'm two-time champion. You're nothing. You're not a two-time champion. You're just a team that doesn't play anybody. I got
to
give them love.
I kind of give a half vote to that as well. Solana, out of the two that we just selected there, who would you give the deciding vote to?
I think I'm going to go with Rod and his two-year-old son, just because I thought that was an awesome story.
I almost feel like I need to re-vote, because
that kid's going to jail.
Well, I don't know about that.
He's going to jail.
I don't know.
Listen to the story.
He might be going to
He's acting an ass in the grocery store. His mom's giving him a countdown to tighten back up. He yells blast off when it's time to get his ass whooped.
I bet that's how Kevin Hart started.
I'm telling you, he would have been all up in the damn Cheetos with all the Fritos and the Funyuns.
I don't think so.
Man, I'd have thrown Shannon over the rail.
Do you think your son is going to jail?
No, man. Crowder, that's DJ Marley's little brother.
That's DJ Marley's little brother.
Listen, DJ Marley wouldn't do that foolishness. You got to spank that little boy, man. I know who you're talking about now.
He don't do it with me. He only do it with her.
Shit, she got to put the hook
down, I think
man.
It's funny, man. I think it's a good – I think it's a good – I think
give
he's on the
– Give it to Roz, little boy.
All right. You get the gift certificate. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, right. You know what you need? Save the gift certificate, because you're going to need some bail money.
that's your rousing, much more upbeat rendition of Cheers 2 than the debacle last week. I was sweating heading into this thing. Congratulations, Rod. So you get $50 Funky Buddha Brewery. They've got the tap room in Oakland Park, and you can go there, enjoy some food, some drinks, and if you're thinking about when to go, next Thursday, a week from this Thursday, Crowder and I and Solana, everybody will be out there. We'll watch some Panthers hockey. Hopefully they can get the season off on the good foot, and we'll have some yucatots and some delicious drinks as well. There you go.